Just like on TV and stuff?
Yeah. You hold that microphone just like right to that gas on your chin right there. Yeah.
All right, we are joined in the media center by our top fuel winner, Josh Hart. Second career win in his eighth start, which is an amazing statistic unto itself. Qualified seventh, got through Alex Laughlin, first round, Mike Salinas, second round. In the semifinals, he got by Justin Ashley, setting up the final round battle against Brittany Force, which he won. He and his crew chief, Ron Douglas. Josh, just talk a little bit about winning two of eight races in a part-time team that has decided to come out and be trouble for everybody else in the countdown.
Well, we never really planned on doing a full season this year. We just wanted to get our feet wet and build the team. That has obviously been accelerated by moving to Indianapolis, and the team seems to have gelled together right away. We revamped all of our parts inventory, and we keep buying more stuff, investing in NHRA, and I think the results are showing, you know. So after winning our first race, we thought we were going to be chasing our tail for a little bit, but I'm glad to be back out here. And you know, the real magic happens in the pits. It's not on the track. Those guys are awesome. Watching them is like a well-orchestrated symphony. And, you know, that's where the praise needs to go. So happy that I could return the favor for them in the finals. Qualifying was interesting. We lost a body panel, and that was an interesting ride. But a little bit of body work from Bernie's speed shop. We'll be back up and going. Hopefully we represented RL Carriers properly. And this weekend we had my wife, my daughter, my adopted family, everybody was present, so thank you.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. We'll start off with Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
So when you're laying out your plans for a part-time run at Top Fuel, I'm thinking, yes, you had on your goals, qualify, then win two national events. Is that how it transpired?
No, it wasn't like that at all. You know, I had a lot of confidence in Ron Douglas. But believe it or not, I wasn't very acclimated to the car. So when we were testing in Gainesville, I got comfortable really quick. And, you know, the owner of R&L Carriers said, just go out there and have fun, you know, and that's what I did today. And he pretty much called his shot. I relaxed and we won.
So you went up against all the adversity you had in the last few races. Did you really see another win coming the rest of the year after what you'd went through with blower belts and everything else? Everything that could go wrong had went wrong for you.
That's absolutely right. You know, we sat out a couple more races than what I'd like to. There were some COVID concerns internally, and we were moving everything to Indianapolis. So I felt like we really should have been in the top 10, and we could have if we would have attended those races. But that's all behind us now, and we're willing to make the commitment to whatever it takes to fix all those issues. So we're in it for the long haul.
As a follow-up, can I just, the football term, any given Sunday, that had to come in play against Brittany Force because that was such an overwhelming challenge. I mean, were you intimidated in the least by the challenge of running her in the final round after what she'd done in qualifying and everything?
No, they got a great team, obviously. But so do we, and we're, I think that was, she beat me twice, so third time's the charm, I got it.
Next up, Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster. Phil.
So, Josh, when you started the season, obviously with a big win at your first race, everybody started talking, you know, rookie of the year, because rookies don't win a lot of races. And the time you were off, Dallas Glenn started to shine. Now you're back in the picture. What would that mean to you, since you're not in the countdown? What would rookie of the year mean to you?
Rookie of the year would be a great honor, obviously. I mean, I want to represent, you know, my team and my sponsors as good as possible, but I'm trying to bring a lot of new things to NHRA. You know, R&L Carriers had never really dabbled in NHRA before. We donate all of our contingency money to young racers to help them get to where they need to go. It's expensive, you know, so rookie of the year would be extremely important to me and my team and everybody that we support down the ladder.
And the final with Brittany, feel, you know, what happened to you at Indy? You were off the line against her in the semifinals at Indy, probably on your way to beating her, the lower belt broke. Just some good comeuppance for you?
Again, just super grateful. You know, we made a lot of changes. We completely revamped our clutch program. We bought all new blocks, all new superchargers, HLC Trucking, OWV Excavating. They've been great to me. And they keep pouring money into this thing, helping me out. So, without them, we wouldn't be able to keep up with people like the forces. So,
Josh Haskett, NHRA National Dragster.
Josh, a lot's been made of playing spoiler in the countdown and taking out some big teams. Does that enter your mind, or is it just kind of finishing the season on a good note and racking up as many positive moments as you can?
Somebody called me the wild card at Reading. I want to win every race. So whether I help someone or hurt someone, that's not our objective. We just want to go out there and win like everybody else.
Final question, Josh. You're now on the scene, as in running the rest of the season, bringing in sponsors, multiple race winner. You've got a great background in A-Fuel, Ocala, Florida, friends with Garlitz. Garlitz has spoken highly of you. Kind of a soft-spoken character early on, but you're making big statements with what you're doing. What's your ultimate plan here in NHRA drag racing?
I think, first of all, just trying to prove that, you know, even if you grow up in the trailer park, anything's possible. You know, you can come out here and you can drive a top fuel car and you can win races just like everybody else if you work hard enough. And future plans, I mean, we're in it for the long haul. We're going to try to do a full season next year, and hopefully we can keep all of our sponsors. I've been able to maintain them so far, and that's the plan.
Any other questions? Josh, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Great job. Appreciate
it. Long haul. I get it.
Congrats, Josh.
Yeah,
good job, guys.
Congratulations.